Hey guys, it's Jessica Fury. Tune in every Monday for new episodes. Don't forget to like and subscribe. Welcome back to the podcast. So today, I don't even want to call it a solo episode. I'm going to call it random things that could be really helpful for you. That's just so random. So there is something that's going on right now that I was like, I'm going to make this episode about people being triggered. And then I was like, I'm not going to make this episode about it. I'm going to make this episode about turn-ons and turn-offs. So let's get right into it, okay? So this is a turn-off, okay? And because this is a podcast that we target areas of wellness, business, relationships, money, mindset, real estate, it is such a turnoff when people are like, I'm triggered, I'm triggered, I'm triggered, I'm triggered. It's just too much. It's too much. You need to turn inward and stop projecting outward. Like, that's it. Like, that's just it. And like, I'm getting not annoyed, but it's just too much because you're almost like projecting whatever it is that you need to look at. And instead of you taking the time to look at it, it's easier for you to project it onto another person. Next thing, things that are really such a turn on, working on yourself. Taking the time to check in with yourself, ask yourself those hard questions, reaching out to people, overcoming parts of yourself. It's like a path of personal development. Whether it's a good thing or it's a bad thing, it is such a turn on. It's such a turn on. Like, show me a man who is working on himself and I will be like, I am so turned on by that. Turn offs. Turn things that turn me off. Well, not things that turn me off. This is like in the current things that are such a turnoff. People who, it's not even like people who do this. I think it's more of like when, like, I don't know. I just think like sometimes when you're having a conversation with a person and then they pick up their phone, like it's such a turnoff. It's like you're in the middle of talking to someone and they pick up their phone, where it's just like, can you just wait till I'm finished and then say excuse me? Like, it's such a turn off. Turn ons. Taking time to give someone their time. I was reading this the other day. You look at the person in their face when they're talking, because you create more of a connection. It's an energy, more of an understanding when they're talking and they feel heard. They feel understood. Yes, it's a form of respect, but it's also like you're giving them your time and they're giving you their time. So it's like when you're able to engage fully and be fully present when somebody is talking to you, that is such a turn on. And then you can touch your phone. Then you can get to your phone. And if it's like 911, 911, most of the time it's not 911, but just like check yourself, because we all do it. You're in the middle of talking to someone, then all of a sudden you pick up your phone. You're like, really? Like, stick to the things that are turn-ons. Turn-offs. This is such a turn-off. I can't even think of it as such a turn-off. So I had a guest that's on a television show come in today, and he is so open and willing of being supportive to anybody's brands. Like, he is amazing. And it's not even because he's my friend. He was a person that I knew before we became friends. And I absolutely love, I love that he's like all about just being helpful to other people. So it's such a turn on, such a turn on. So I'm going in the opposite direction. Turn offs, people who want to be helpful with condition. It's like, it's almost conditional. Their helpfulness is conditional. It's based off of certain specifics or no specifics at all. It's such a turn off. It's such a turn on to want to engage in someone that you're attracted to and you're sharing something that's really personal and really vulnerable and they're just listening. And that is such a turn on. Like, it is like, I'm like, oh my God, like I'm allowing to just like be myself and just like talk about something. And the other person is just listening without making any comments. Turn offs. And I do this. So I'm trying to check myself with this. And I don't do this all the time. So I have to be defensive for the little bit, which is kind of a turn off sometimes. Sometimes when people are talking, we want to say something. We want to say something. And we're like, we have to say something. But we have to stop and we have to wait till they finish, like fully finish their sentence, their thought, and then we can engage in the way that we want to. Yeah. I would definitely say, I think I can go on a rant right now, actually. Okay, turn-ons. People who see their part and they make an amends and they show up because they want to mend the relationship, the whatever it may be. Turnoffs, people that don't know how to show up and connect to the other person who has been open and willing to mend and see their part and want to make things better. I think that's a turnoff. I think it shows fear. I think that it shows selfishness. I think that it shows hurt that you're still hurt. And that hurt is, I mean, I see this on social media a lot. Hurt people. But I feel as if we're all responsible for that. So that's not going on my list. But if somebody is engaging and they're trying to mend something and you're basically like, fuck you, then that's such a turnoff. Like, that is such a turn off. I'm like, holy shit. Like, it is such a turn on to be open and willing to clean up your side of the street, make an amends, see your part, want to do things better. And on that note, I'm going to say that if you're working through something, whether it's a business, a relationship, your mental health, trying to eat better, trying to have better routines, trying to have overcome parts of yourself that you want to scale your business, scale your relationship, scale your mental health. Maybe it's something that you want to step into your power. You want to be more confident. You want to let go of stuff. Keep doing what you're doing if it's benefiting you in a positive way. If it's not benefiting you in a positive way, give yourself some grace and reach out to someone. Find a podcast. You can subscribe to this podcast by tapping that link below. You can leave a comment at any time, but this is a time, I think, to say that the work that you're doing on yourself will always be returned in a positive way if you're doing that inner work. And that's where at the beginning of this episode, when I was saying, like, if you're like triggered, you need to look at that. You need to journal about it. You need to talk to another person about it, whether it's a therapist or a really close friend, or if it's your partner, your husband, your wife, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, whomever it may be, your sister, your brother. And because the learning to overcome those things, you're going to scale your business, your financial health, your financial independence. You're going to overcome anything on the inside because the universe, God, whoever your higher source is going to come in and heal those parts. But take the steps, take action, be kind to yourself. When you wake up in the morning, affirm an energy or quality within yourself that you want to show more of, whether it's confidence, creativity, playfulness, fun, gratitude, whatever it may be, abundance, self-sufficiency. Maybe you want to act like a boss, like, then do those things. On that note, these are my turnoffs and my turn-ons. These are not mine specifically, but I think that these are ones that I'm seeing. I'll blame it on the internet. These are things that I'm seeing all over the internet right now. Like, it's like people are just like, okay, like, see your part, take care of it, but you don't need to like project it onto others. You know, and I think that's why we have podcasts and we have YouTube and we have people that are continuing to put those good messages out in the world, and it's all an energy. So whatever it is that you're giving back, you're giving out, you're going to be receiving back. So this is Jessica Fury, the host of this podcast. Don't forget to like and subscribe. Have a good day.